You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, an event and wedding planning company. Brian exceeds the expectations of his client with his keen attention to detail and extensive foresight into the industry. Brian is a true entrepreneur, and he launched his first business in fashion with B. Worley Designs, a clothing design company that expanded its business to stores throughout the state of Texas. Although thriving as a new clothing company at the time, he pursued his true passion in wedding and event planning. He has also worked with Entertainment Tonight, MTV, numerous award shows, and high-profile personalities. Worley was soon done the event guru and budget specialist known to turn any ordinary event into an extraordinary event. He recently had a hand in planning David Arquette's wedding. Brian is here today to provide advice into the world of entrepreneurism and give insight into the wedding planning industry. Brian, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Wow, thank you.
And you're more than welcome, Brian. So first of all, how did you get your start into the event planning industry?
Honestly, it was one of those careers that I had no idea even existed. I moved to Los Angeles, and I had been social chairman for my fraternity, and so I had a little bit of experience, but I moved to Los Angeles and met someone who did events and just, you know, fell into it, and honestly had no idea that it was a career that you could actually make money at. And so far I've been pretty successful at it, and I always say I get to be creative and spend other people's money while being creative. So I think that it's a win-win.
And I would certainly agree with that. With it being wedding season, I understand you recently have been busy planning several star weddings. Can you share one that was very memorable, and what made it so memorable?
Yeah, we just did David Arquette's wedding. He married an amazing woman named Christina, and their wedding was almost two weekends ago. It was the epitome of who they are as, you know, a couple, and I think that that's really what makes a wedding special, is that when you find all the things and the elements that are very personal to the bride and groom. So for me, when I'm working with a bride and groom, I really try to figure out who they are, what they're all about, and then translate that into their wedding, because it is a day that should really represent them. And I think that the misconception is that back in the day, you know, it was really the bride's wedding. And I think that, you know, we've come a long way where now the wedding is really, you know, should be a representation of the bride and the groom as a couple. So it's really fun to get to know my brides and grooms and sit down with them. I call it psychologizing them to try to figure out who they are, and then really try to build the wedding and the day around them and find elements that represent them for their wedding day, because I think that they're going to have more fun. Their guests are going to feel like it's an extension of who they are. So, you know, that's just kind of my philosophy on how to plan a wedding. I think it's all about personalization.
To what do you attribute your success?
Well, I think I'm good at what I do. I like working with my clients. So obviously that's an important thing. And, you know, I don't really, our business, we don't really advertise, so it's all word of mouth. So I feel like you must be successful if people are referring you to other people. So I would have to say that just providing a great product, and I think that that is one of those things that if you can provide a great product, you have great customer service, you work well with your clients, then hopefully they're going to refer you to someone else, and, you know, it just trickles down where your business starts to grow.
Today we're joined by Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, an event and wedding planning company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brian, what advice do you give budding entrepreneurs and executive leaders of companies that may want to leave the corporate world and start their own business?
Well, for me, I would – the advice that was very important to me that I kind of didn't realize it until after trying to succeed and succeed was I had really big dreams and wanted to do so many things. And I realized after trying to have my hand in too many pots that I needed to focus on one thing, get really good at that. And then from there, I was able to build from that. And I think that a lot of people, if you are an entrepreneur, you do have big dreams. You want to, you know, tackle the world and you have like, you're trying to get up the mountain very quickly, and I think that, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And if you attribute that to your business from the beginning, then I think you will be much more successful. You know, everyone wants to succeed quickly, but I think that you really do have to kind of start small and let it grow naturally as opposed to, you know, just tackling too much at one time.
Certainly like that advice. What types of events are your specialties? Is it mainly weddings?
No, we do weddings. We do a lot of entertainment. So a lot of our business revolves around the entertainment industry being in Los Angeles. So we work for a lot of studios, TV shows, movies, that kind of stuff as well. So I think being in Los Angeles has helped. In my career, I think if I were to live somewhere else, say I grew up in Texas, so if I were back in Texas, I think that the majority of my business would be focused on weddings, but I think that being in LA, I'm much more able to kind of branch out, and it kind of gives me a wider net to cast my net out and have different clients, which makes my job really much more fun, because then I get to, you know, work with corporate clients, I get to work with you know, charities, I get to work with brides and grooms, and we do bar and bat mitzvahs, so we run the gamut of all different types of events.
What is next for you? Anything special going on in the works?
Right now, I'm working on the American Idol finale party, which is in May, so that's coming up in 2.5 weeks, so right now my focus is really on just getting American Idol going and creating a cool party for the finale.
And that certainly should keep you busy in exciting times as well. Where can one go to learn more about your services and to be in touch?
They can go to our website, which is your-bash, B as in boy, A as in apple, S as in Sam, H as in hello.com. So your-bash.com. Or also, I have a website, brianworley.com as well. So both of those places. And then Instagram and Twitter is Your Bash B. Worley. So W-O-R-L-E-Y. Your Bash B. Worley.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And we've been speaking with Brian Worley, the co-owner of Your Bash, an event and wedding planning company. And once again, the websites of reference is your-bash.com as well as Brian Worley. com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.